And a local authority in Dublin has revealed there's huge interest in a proposal to build a floating sauna in the area. Dunleary Rathdown County Council said the plan for the harbour area is designed to attract more people to the waterfront, and it's in response to public demand for saunas. Our Eastern correspondent Samantha Librari has been finding out more.
I think people are becoming more and more sort of used to it, to see them popping up all around the place. But are we ready, like the Scandinavians, to whip off all the clothes? I don't think we're there yet.
They've become a regular sight at swimming spots around the capital. Saunas like this one in Sandy Cove, bringing a bit of Scandinavia to South County Dublin. Trevor O'Rourke is the owner of Sandy Cove store and yard near the 40 foot. At the front of his shop, some customers sit in their dry robe sipping lattes in the cafe, while out the back others scurry around in swimsuits, shivering or sweating as they run between rain showers, ice baths and saunas.
We set up here about 4 years ago. Every winter it kind of got cold and everybody got cold, but the sea swimmers were still coming in. We put in saunas about 2 years ago and it's been going strength from strength since then.
And what does it do to the body?
The benefits are obviously huge, from, you know, your muscles to aches, pains, your mood. There was only a few handful of us a couple of years ago, and now I think close to over 100 saunas all across Ireland, and it's getting bigger and bigger.
The local council are hopping on the hot sauna trend. In recent weeks, Dunleary Rathdown County Council has been offering sauna operators the chance to run pop-ups at swimming spots in the area. Now they're seeking an operator for a floating sauna in the historic harbour, located on a pontoon in the West Pier.
I'm Tim Ryan and I'm the harbour manager here in Dunleary Harbour. We've been trying to get more people out, either in water sports or just engaging with the water, walking down the piers, that kind of thing. So it's another idea along that vein. We're hoping this will be the first floating sauna in Ireland. It's just something a bit different.
The people won't be allowed into the water here.
That's right, because of the risk of collision with boats. But we are saying within the expressions of interest document that there could be a plunge pool within the pontoon itself. So you can imagine a hole within the pontoon. So no, you're right, you won't be able to swim, but there could potentially be a hole in the pontoon to allow people to do that.
Sandy Cove attracts some of the most dedicated sea swimmers in Dublin, who know a thing or two about temperature. Yeah, what's this?
This is serious stuff. This is high tech. It's a digital thermometer. And I just press this and I'll get the air temperature now.
And tell me, how many days have you been swimming?
Just coming up to 1,300 without missing one. That's the key.
And you're aiming for?
1,500.
So what do they make of the concept of a floating sauna?
I'm Des Burke Kennedy and I'm from Dalkey. Well, I think the great thing about a sauna is that it attracts another group of people. There are people who are coming down here for the sauna across the road here. I haven't seen them before, but now they're getting into the water. So it builds up the number of people who are enjoying the sea. It's wonderful.
I'm Jackie Mahoney from Cabinteely. It's a good idea. You know, it's not for everyone, but yeah.
Would you be tempted to use one?
No, it doesn't do it for me.
So when you come out of this freezing cold water, you don't need the sauna?
No, just need a towel.
The views of some swimmers in Sandy Cove in South Dublin, ending that report from our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Librari.